Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Uttara Ashada Nakshatra. Experience, association versus dissociation. Some individuals move through life in association, fully present in their emotions, immersed in their experiences, and emotionally affected by what unfolds. Others lean toward dissociation, mentally stepping back, observing from a distance, or emotionally detaching to maintain control or clarity. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, identity, integrity, soul-driven purpose, and associated with the Vishwadevs, universal virtues like truth, endurance, and responsibility, tends toward a measured association style. These natives feel deeply, but they often do so quietly, processing internally rather than reacting openly. They value composure, dignity, and thoughtful presence, so even when emotionally immersed, they maintain a strong filter of self-regulation. However, when their boundaries are threatened or emotional overwhelm sets in, they can shift into functional dissociation, not as avoidance, but as a method of staying centered. Planetary placements in the 4th, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how their engagement with emotion plays out in public and private spheres. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the experience is strongly associated, but with an inner command. These individuals are present, emotionally aligned, and act from purpose. In Uttara Ashada, the sun brings quiet immersion. They feel their truth, but don't always display it. If the sun is in the 10th, this emotional association shapes their leadership. They are present and heart aligned, even when they appear reserved. If the moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the experience leans toward deep emotional association, especially in private. These natives are emotionally rich, introspective, and deeply affected by their experiences, but they may not share easily. In Uttara Ashada, the moon adds steadiness. They feel, process, and carry emotional memory with quiet wisdom. If the moon is in the 10th, their emotional presence is seen publicly. They may lead with heart, even if their vulnerability is carefully held. If Mercury is in the 5th or 10th house, the style may lean toward dissociation through analysis. These individuals may intellectualize or compartmentalize their feelings, especially when under stress. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury brings thoughtful clarity. They assess emotions rather than being consumed by them. If Mercury is in the 10th, this mental distance becomes a professional strength. They lead with logic, but remain quietly grounded in emotional integrity. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the experience becomes selectively associated. They engage deeply when something matters, especially in moments of principle or challenge. In Uttara Ashada, Mars gives passion with restraint. They act with force when moved, but conserve energy when it's not worth the fight. If Mars is in the 10th, their emotional engagement is tied to action. They may appear calm, but become fiery when values are violated. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the experience often leans toward controlled dissociation. These individuals may feel deeply, but delay emotional processing in favor of duty or composure. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn creates emotional discipline. They protect their inner world until it's safe to engage. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as stoic, stable, and respectful, those who carry emotional depth without emotional display. Uttara Ashada's experience is like a flame beneath still water, emotionally alive, but rarely chaotic. These natives associate with truth, meaning, and emotional reality, but they value restraint and depth over dramatics. Their growth lies in knowing when to remain composed and when to allow themselves full emotional immersion. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the noble feeler, one who honors what they feel without letting it control them, walking through life with quiet passion and unwavering purpose. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, approach, matching versus mismatching. Some individuals naturally adopt a matching approach, seeking what aligns, harmonizes, and confirms their values or worldview. Others operate through a mismatching lens, noticing what's off, what doesn't belong, or where truth is being compromised. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, truth, dignity, discernment, and associated with the Vishwadas, universal principles like order, virtue, and clarity, primarily leans toward a matching approach. These natives instinctively look for what fits, truth, character, and consistency, especially in people, environments, and belief systems. They seek alignment between values and actions, ideals and outcomes. However, when confronted with hypocrisy, injustice, or moral misalignment, Uttara Ashada can shift into a mismatching stance, firmly pointing out what no longer holds integrity. Their mismatching is not reactive, it's principled. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses reveal how these approaches are expressed and balanced. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, the approach is clearly matching, filtered through identity and moral alignment. These individuals seek congruence between who they are and what they see around them. In Uttara Ashada, the sun adds righteous clarity. They trust their inner compass and are drawn to what strengthens their character. If the sun is in the 10th, they are seen as steady, noble leaders, ones who embody what they expect from others. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the approach is matching through emotional resonance. These natives are drawn to emotional harmony, relational truth, and environments that feel consistent with their inner values. In Uttara Ashada, moon adds grace. They are slow to judge but deeply aware when something feels energetically off. If the moon is in the 10th, they carry emotional wisdom into public life, valued for their calm, ethical discernment. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the approach is more analytical, leaning toward mismatching when communication or logic breaks down. These individuals notice subtle inconsistencies, and while they prefer agreement, they will challenge dishonesty or poor reasoning. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury sharpens the mind. They speak with calm precision when calling out imbalance. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may be known for clear judgment and principled speech. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the approach may begin with matching, but shifts into mismatching through action when integrity is threatened. These individuals don't argue for the sake of it. They confront when something violates their moral code. In Uttara Ashada, Mars brings restrained fire. They don't pick fights, but they finish them with honor. If Mars is in the 10th, they lead through action, standing firm when pressure tests their values. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the approach is matching through structure, but with a built-in mismatching filter that slowly evaluates what holds up under time and pressure. These natives may not criticize outwardly, but they withdraw energy from anything that doesn't meet their quiet standards. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn makes their discernment quiet but powerful. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are trusted authorities, known for upholding what's fair, real, and enduring. Uttara Ashada's approach to life is like a moral compass that quietly scans for alignment. These natives want to believe in what they're part of, to match with truth, vision, and responsibility. But when things deviate from principle, they are not afraid to question or correct. Their growth lies in knowing when to gently realign and when to draw the line with grace. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the ethical force, seeking unity where possible and applying clarity when it's not. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, time experience, in time versus through time. Some individuals live in time, fully present, emotionally responsive, and engage with what's unfolding in the now. Others operate through time, tracking consequences, past experiences, and future goals as part of a larger arc of meaning. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, long-term purpose, soul direction, and associated with the Vishwadavas, universal virtues like truth, order, and endurance, leans strongly toward a through-time orientation. These natives are deeply aware of continuity, how today's actions impact tomorrow's legacy, and how past choices shape present character. They are not impulsive. Instead, they move with calm foresight and a quiet awareness of their karmic path. However, in moments of emotional clarity or moral urgency, Uttara Ashada can shift into in-time mode, responding directly to what is needed in the present, especially when leadership or protection is required. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses shape how these time orientations are expressed. If the sun is in the first or fifth house, the experience of time is clearly through time, guided by identity, vision, and an unfolding sense of destiny. These individuals act with a long view, often asking, how will this matter later? Or what will I become because of this? In Uttara Ashada, the sun lends quiet focus. They are building something that lasts. If the sun is in the 10th, this becomes public. They are seen as steady professionals or mentors who lead with long-term clarity. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, time may be experienced more in time, especially when emotions or relationships are involved. These natives respond to the present moment based on emotional cues and felt truth. In Uttara Ashada, the moon brings integrity to emotion. They may feel things deeply in the moment, but later reflect with lasting insight. If moon is in the 10th, they appear emotionally steady in public, balancing intuition with legacy-conscious decisions. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the time orientation becomes more through time, processed through reflection and careful planning. These individuals think before they act, measuring words and steps with long-term impact in mind. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury adds mental structure. They prepare for what's next, even while managing the moment. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are seen as deliberate communicators, respected for their composed, future-aware speech and strategy. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the time experience may shift toward in time, especially when action is required. These individuals act on instinct and inner direction, especially when a decision must be made swiftly. In Uttara Ashada, Mars gives noble urgency. They may leap to act, but only when the cause is justified. If Mars is in the 10th, they are recognized as effective leaders who act when others hesitate, blending immediacy with vision. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the time orientation is deeply through time, slow, steady, and shaped by consequence. These individuals rarely rush. They move with gravity, waiting until they're certain. In Uttara Ashada, Saturn reinforces maturity. They often carry the past, present, and future in every step. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are public stewards of legacy, trusted for their patience, responsibility, and long-term insight. Uttara Ashada's time experience is like a mountain shaped by centuries of wind, firm, timeless, and measured. These natives don't chase moments. They honor the arc of character, legacy, and fulfillment. Their growth lies in knowing when to pause for reflection and when to rise with presence. When integrated, Uttara Ashada becomes the master of time, not rushed by the now, nor haunted by the past, but aligned with the eternal rhythm of purposeful evolution. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, primary interest motivation, people, activities, places, or things. Some individuals are primarily motivated by people, relationships, connection, recognition, or shared values. Others are drawn to activities, tasks, leadership, purposeful movement, or self-discipline. Some feel pulled toward places, environments that reflect peace, power, or alignment with their long-term goals. Others are driven by things, tools, symbols of status, or structured systems. Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, ruled by the sun, purpose, sovereignty, legacy, and associated with the Vivishvas' universal virtues like truth, order, and integrity, is most deeply motivated by activities and places, particularly those connected to meaningful work, moral leadership, and purposeful achievement. These natives are driven to complete what they start, to do the right thing, and to build something lasting. While they respect people and can hold symbolic value in material things, their core motivation is rooted in legacy and inner alignment with duty. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses show how this interest unfolds in real life. If the sun is in the 1st or 5th house, activities, especially those that affirm identity, responsibility, or personal growth, are the core motivators. These individuals are self-guided and take pride in their efforts. In Uttara Ashada, the sun brings noble intent. They are motivated by the quiet fire of fulfilling purpose. If the sun is in the 10th, they are seen as dependable leaders who strive to achieve not just for success, but to live up to their potential. If the moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the native may be more motivated by people, especially relationships that provide emotional stability, respect, or shared purpose. In Uttara Ashada, the moon adds emotional dignity. They seek depth, not attention. If Moon is in the 10th, their public life often involves people-centered roles, guiding, managing, or mentoring others with empathy and consistency. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the motivation is action-oriented and tied to activities, particularly those that involve challenge, mastery, or protection. These individuals are inspired by meaningful effort. In Uttara Ashada, Mars adds righteous energy. They are driven to fight for what's correct or to build systems that endure. If Mars is in the 10th, they may rise as silent warriors, respected for getting things done with focus and purpose. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the native is often drawn to things, systems, ideas, tools, or communication structures that support their clarity or service. These individuals are mentally sharp, seeking understanding and refined expression. In Uttara Ashada, Mercury adds structure. They're motivated by making things work smoothly and effectively. If Mercury is in the 10th, they thrive in roles that involve teaching, strategy, or principled advising. If Jupiter or Saturn is in the 1st, 9th, or 10th house, places, especially those that symbolize responsibility, power, or moral alignment, become powerful motivators. These natives feel called to institutions, sacred settings, or professional spaces that reflect their values. In Uttara Ashada, Jupiter seeks spiritual meaning in place, while Saturn brings dedication to duty within place. If either is in the 10th, these individuals often hold positions of public trust, where they feel motivated to build and uphold structures that serve the greater good. Uttara Ashada's motivation flows like a river toward responsibility and rightful action. These natives are here to complete, to fulfill karmic tasks, to stand for something lasting, and to elevate their environment through presence and principle. Their growth lies in aligning their interests with soul purpose, not chasing reward, but honoring the journey. When balanced, Uttara Ashada becomes the noble builder, motivated by what is right, enduring and true, committed to action that leaves behind a legacy of dignity and light.